Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
The post-show show, we're joined by Lachie Yeater from the newsroom here at Triple M. We tracked him down. And you can get in touch, as always, at Triple M Central Queensland's Facebook or Instagram page.
Is this the point where we grovel? Thank you so much for making time. We know you're so busy and more important than anybody else.
Very busy day of doing my job.
Yeah, we're not busy. That's fine. We're just so grateful for your presence.
Well, you know this is getting a cult following in our office, right?
The CEO of Woolworths, you're going to like leave now and be like, don't you dare pick on me and just like bolt out of here and retire? Are you going to do that?
Can we get a clickbaity headline out of that?
Ooh, okay.
Or you got to say something that can be construed as that we can manipulate into clickbait.
Well, I just say like, I just was rude to him. That was enough. What?
Right? And that's the headline. You won't believe what Lachie had said about.
Wow.
What did he say? Now that you've put it out there, we have to clear it up.
I don't want to repeat it.
Wow.
Because I want to keep my job.
Sorry, what? Again, I know I've said this before. Why do I come in here?
I don't know. I don't know either.
I'll relax. I'll beep it. No one will know that you said that you hate.
Oh, don't go. You're a flog.
I want to.
Dead set.
Whoa, guys.
Oh, honestly.
On air talent fights with journo.
Yeah, that's an all right headline.
Maybe that could
That's not new for us. We love a bit of argy-bargy around here.
You mentioned, though, this is getting a cult following in the office.
Yeah, in the office. I don't know what it's doing beyond
these
walls.
They're the only people listening, Anthony.
Oh, you don't want to see the data, mate. I got one for you.
Okay.
So, Harry Styles, we're a big fan of him.
Yep.
He finished his world tour, I don't know, halfway through last year, went on a big hiatus, hasn't been seen.
Oh.
Now, Harry... strapping lad.
Yes.
But for, you know, keen onlookers, I think he was receding a bit in the hair.
Right.
And then he shaved the head at the start of this hiatus, and now photos have emerged of him in that phase where the hair's growing back. Let me see if I can find it. Now, you guys take a look at this and you tell me. I'll find an old photo of him. You tell me you think this guy hasn't had plugs. I'll turn it down so it doesn't distract. But look at that. That's a full head of hair. Right?
Yeah.
Now chat amongst yourselves while I find
another. Is this going somewhere?
I don't know.
Well, I'm wondering where you stand on hair plugs, Lachie.
I don't sit there and think about it, to be honest with you.
Why have you never pondered this, Lachie? What is going on with you?
But I think this is our opportunity to break a story because no one else is... Everyone's just talking about, wow, how good he looks now that he's letting his hair grow back out.
Yeah.
But no one's really commenting on the fact that I think he could have had plugs. Hang on a moment.
Searching through his phone.
Just trying to find a photo that supports my cause.
It's just one person who's very invested in this.
Very invested. And Ashley and Martin.
How are you? What are you doing?
Not thinking about hair plugs. But
Well, I doubt he's going to do a Shane Warne ad for it. As a thank you, but have a look at that. I mean, you tell me that's the same hairline.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You really think so?
Yeah, I think you're just looking for nothing.
Or maybe that's why no one's talking about it.
You're just inventing gossip.
There's not a story
Can
there.
Can I give you
but
a
also, look at that. Look at that. You tell me.
Now this, but who cares?
No, I don't care. I'm just saying it's
really.
It's a
I wouldn't
story.
Even call that an extremely
it's
receding
It's a tabloid
hairline.
Front page.
Can I give you a tip as an experienced journalist?
Fine. Yeah.
Usually you try and have evidence and facts before you just come out and say stuff.
Let me scroll through my phone for 10 minutes to find evidence.
But you're a journo with integrity. I'm the Daily
He's
Mail.
He's not a journo. He's just a shit talker.
I'm a gossip
And anyone
column.
Who listens to it and repeats it is
Has
in the
Harry
same
Styles
realm.
Restored. Look, there's TikToks on it with thousands of likes.
Oh, yuck. Get
well, it's not
it,
a bad
people.
Thing. If you've got the if I had the money to get plugs, I mean, it gets
I didn't
back
say it's
there
a bad
a
thing. I think all the attention and garbage about it is a bad thing. Leave the guy alone.
Well,
he
if every female celeb gets commented on their body, we can talk about Harry's hair.
But they do. That's what I mean. The whole culture of that's really gross anyway. So how about we don't encourage it?
I just want to know how he hit it because that's, I'm looking at, most of the time you can see, you know, they get that really weird, like, it looks like they've gone all red.
Right, no.
Is this what you do in your spare time?
This is his hobby.
I just don't know how we've arrived at this point.
Mm. Well, actually, we wanted to ask you this morning, Lockie, when you go to the beach, do you leave your thongs and go for a walk or do you take them with you? What do you do?
I've always been a take them with me person until recently.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't know why it's changed. But my concern isn't people flogging them. It's if you don't take them with you, you inevitably end up at a point where you want to get off the beach and walk along the footpath and you have no shoes.
What are you guys doing?
Oh, shit. This is all going downhill.
I thought he looked like he was on a really stressful phone call and then he walked in here looking mad.
All right. Guess
I guess
three.
It was about me harassing Elliot earlier after
What's
all.
Happening on? I'd What's like happening? To raise a few HR points after this if you've got 5 minutes. But,
it's all on tape.
No, Nick. This, our boss Nick has joined us, by the way.
Yeah.
Have a look at this.
Well, one of our bosses. We've got heaps of them.
Take a look.
They breed.
So.
Not with each other.
Never mind.
Look at that. That's Harry Styles right now.
Yes.
Yeah, good head of hair, right?
Yeah.
After his tour last year, he went on a bit of a hiatus. A couple images came out. He'd shaved his head. Mm. This is Harry back in the day.
Yes.
Do you reckon the man's had plugs?
Oh, good question. Show me the
name. Good question. Oh, it was at the end, wasn't it?
You know, sometimes it's the way you pitch the content, Anthony, that can make people want to have a nap.
Like not spending 10 minutes finding a photo before showing it to
us. We kind of just sat here waiting for you to find photos.
Well, you know, good things come to those that wait. I don't think
I'm still
he does.
Waiting for the good thing, but anyway.
I think maybe because he shaved his head. I think what is more likely is he's pushing his hair to the front now because he is a bit worried about his impending widow's peak. Because are we all on the same page that no one was a fan of bald Harry Styles? Bald Harry Styles didn't work.
I don't think Harry Styles was bald.
No, he just shaved it momentarily, I think, to get plugs.
Yeah, but which makes sense.
There were no images of that whole, you know, when it looks shit.
Yeah, but he also disappeared. There was just no, like, he has gone from, this is compelling stuff, guys.
Pinky, but
I feel like you've given
leave.
Him the story because that's how he's phrased the whole thing too. He disappeared. He shaved his head. Oh my God, plugs Bert Newton.
Well, he did disappear. He went from being luscious.
Mm.
I think Bert Newton just stapled a ferret to his head, to be honest.
He did have
like
plugs,
it was interesting. But he went from being luscious, bald, then disappeared and he's back with a head of hair. So I actually think.
Did you never think about the Britney Spears episode? Like he might have just needed to get away from the world because he's just had enough of everyone.
No, but he released like a really professional photo of him bald. It wasn't like a meltdown photo. It was, take a look, I've got a haircut, guys.
Yeah, well, everyone learned from Britney, so you've got to make it look
like Britney wasn't just crying in the shower.
Exactly.
After, what was the movie he was in last year that bombed that nobody really liked?
Oh, Don't Worry, Darling.
Don't Worry, Darling. Maybe he went through an existential crisis after that.
Probably. And his big tour? Probably burnt out, poor guy.
Hot and heavy sex scenes from what I've heard.
There was. I've seen it.
Really?
I watched the movie. There was.
Describe it in detail.
What? More raunchy than Red Tube Guys or what? Come on.
No.
I'm not really sold. It's a movie.
Is Harry Styles I've spoken about in the past, is like, who is the sexiest man alive? And I think Harry Styles had it for a bit. He had it for a bit because Mick Jagger was there.
Oh, hello. He's still there. I would have a baby.
Yeah,
if I was eight, I don't know if I'm still ovulating, but I would just go there.
It's a good financial move.
Yeah, it would.
It's not a bad.
Well, but it's a lot of moves.
Oh, he's 80, mate. That is.
That's not. It's Mick Jagger.
You don't even have to deal with him for long, potentially.
No, he doesn't know.
Or a very long time because he can't get the equipment going.
Nah, he would have his ways. Because that would be important to him and his reputation.
So, Jen, is it Jacob Elordi now?
Is that
who it is?
Well,
it
could
Anthony's be. Anthony's got the hots for him.
I've got no idea what is going on.
Do you know who Jacob Elordi is?
No.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Wait till you see some of the thirst traps on TikTok of this bloke.
Don't watch Saltburn, Lockie. I think it would change some things about
You should watch Saltburn and give us a review. I would love to hear your thoughts on
that. That's a good... Now, this is content, guys. You've taken some time.
You're like,
did
you ever think drinking bathwater of someone like, I'm obsessed with their body fluids in there is romantic? Like, you could have a bit of a response to that.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
No?
And I don't think that's hygienic either. And also, if he used soap, that's some confusing.
Yeah, it's a bit. Bleh,
But that's very everyone. Bleh. Everyone was banging on about this bath scene and this bath scene. No one talked about the vampire scene.
Yeah, we did.
Or the
I was on nothing about it.
Yeah, I was on female talk, so you're not.
Went through the radar and the humping the dirt.
No. There was lots of talk, guys, but your guys, it was all on the ladies' talk.
This Lucky. Has been great, guys. And this I'm is going what, to.
I know he's yeah, going.
Look, see, this was I a cameo. Swift in and out. Well,
there's a chair here if you want it for Friday.
We were graced by the boss's presence. Hallelujah.
See ya.
Come again.
All right, let's get into some of the best bits of the show this week.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M. We'll decide your destination. Where you go, we'll decide. Thanks to Big Four Breeze Holiday Parks, Carnarvon Gorge, Rockhampton Helicopters, Gladstone Region Tours, and 1770 Lagoon Central Apartment Resort.
We have some beautiful getaways for you to win with We'll Decide Your Destination. I mean, if you feel like telling everyone where to... You know, you could go and get a 30-minute joy flight with Rocky Helicopters. You're like, hey,
bye-bye,
never coming back. Probably not. You'll come back. They'll have to bring you back. Sorry.
No, well, they will eventually.
They will. Back.
And if they don't, we'll take it up with them.
They.
Or you could find yourself going and doing a day trip and a bike riding tour of the Boyne Valley.
Yeah.
A night stay in the Mantra in Gladstone with some snackies and some wine.
Beautiful. What about a two-night stay at the 1770 Lagoons Central Apartment Resort or a place I have to get back to myself, the Big Four Breeze Holiday Parks, Carnarvon Gorge?
All you've got to do is pick one of those.
Yep.
You can only pick one. We've got all of those four on the wheel plus a couple little ones in between.
Yeah, the loser ones.
The loser ones, yeah. And if it lands on the one you want, bang, you are going. We got Kim from Gracemere this morning. How are you, Kim?
I am fantastic, Anthony. Pinky, how are you guys this morning?
Really good. I'm hoping that you might score a lovely getaway.
Oh, I'm hoping so too. That would be magnificent.
I've got to say, I'm loving Kim's energy. I can feel something.
I know, except that I have to actually spin the wheel. Which one were you keen to win?
The 1717, please. That would be fantastic.
Nice.
That would be amazing.
Who would you take with you?
Of course, my husband. Oh. My husband, most for definitely. Yep.
Is there a special occasion coming up that might be nice to celebrate?
Well, we've only just recently moved back to the area, so I would just love to explore a little bit more. Oh. And, we've naturally not stayed there before, so that would be wonderful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All righty. Do a warm-up?
Ugh. Yeah, Pinky's doing a little windmill for you. Here you go, Kim. You're getting a spin.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Let's go.
Oz! What is it?
Oh, my God! That's on it!
You've won!
Oh, yeah!
Get out of here! That was the warm-up, see? Yeah.
Yes, I knew the energy was good this morning.
It really was. Yes. It must be just the universe making sure you guys have a beautiful stay now that you've relocated back to Gracemere.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm ecstatic. Thank you. Thank you.
Moly. Sorry if I burst your eardrums.
Well, that one's gone. That one's off the list.
Your local breakfast show. Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Pinky's peeve.
Hey, look, nobody got time for that.
We are constantly hearing from victims of youth crime in recent years here in CQ, and I became one a few weeks ago. I feel okay now, but for weeks I have felt unsafe in my own home. And I struggled to let myself sleep and have busily got myself quotes to upgrade my security and had mates help me install cameras and new locks. It's been really stressful, though, and exhausting. And I'm lucky my job is fun and my workmates are caring. I would add that my case was, like many, a case of Murphy's Law, where you slip up and the opportunistic thieves strike. They still had to break in, but it was slightly easier for them that morning. My street was targeted and I disturbed them as I got up at Sparrow's Fart, didn't I? And they didn't expect that. Unfortunately, I didn't know they were in my house and I do feel more horrified at what could have happened as to what did happen. I went downstairs to make my morning coffee and they must have hidden from me because I had no idea, but they were already inside. And once I was back upstairs getting ready for work, I saw two young men wearing hoodies walk from my lounge room to my front door and make their way out in seconds right in front of me, and I let out the most primal scream of my life. Absolutely terrified, and terrifying way for my daughter to be woken up as well.
Yes, we have a dog, but she's a human and sleeps with us, so she's cancelled. She's not a guard dog. But before her, I did have two dogs that never let a soul near us, and they were legends. And there's a lot to be said for man's best friend when it comes to security. The Rocky Police were quick to get to me as they had been dealing with this rubbish overnight and they were close by and they were very kind. They put me onto a service for counselling and also security recommendations if I wanted, which is basically how they take you through things when you've had such a situation happen to you. These kids actually got nothing except a woman screaming at them, which made their other mates also drop what they were doing and leave. And I have learned that they tend to operate in groups of eight or so, which makes me shudder. And they tackle homes in pairs, which they also did in where I live, which they did that night and morning of my break-in. And then they have someone in a getaway car ready to go. And in this case, it was also a stolen car that morning as well. It's all set up. It's an operation.
Gosh.
And some years ago, when this car theft started escalating, we had police on the show to tell us to put our car keys somewhere else, not at the front door or on the kitchen bench, which is the usual spot because you don't expect to have someone in your house. These criminals are relying on them being there, just being an easy grab, and they grab them and go. Well, I can confirm that my car wasn't taken as they didn't see my keys because I don't leave them in an obvious place. And my purse wasn't touched because my work bag is daggy and doesn't look like a lady's handbag and was just sitting on the kitchen chair. So I reckon they just looked past that. So they got nothing exciting from my place, thankfully, but they've left me with a bit of upset and distress, like a lot of us.
Very lucky, I suppose, in a way that nothing was taken, but I'm terribly sorry that you've had to have that experience.
Yeah, it was scary. Very
scary. Many other central Queenslanders have. It shouldn't be that way.
No.
You shouldn't have to hide your keys the way you did. And, you know, I know the door was locked, so you shouldn't have to worry that
I know
they can still get in.
Yeah, and I've had neighbours affected as well. So obviously after seeing the police that morning, you know, I talk and find out others and the whole street and the whole big picture of it.
Yeah.
And yeah, they struggled to sleep for weeks as well. Like, it just puts you in a really bad state. And especially, I guess, even for me, I get up when it's dark. I had a girlfriend gift me a cricket bat. And I actually legit just needed to have that with me to go downstairs because I was always looking around the place really freaked out that maybe someone was in there, even though I could see rationally they weren't. It's not a rational response. Yeah.
Because you're right. I wouldn't know if I'd be able to get up and like get out while it's still dark. You still came to work in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
While it was dark, which thank you very much for getting up.
But like I told you, sometimes it took me a while to get out the front door. So I wasn't really late, but I was still feeling really bothered the whole time, every step.
Got Peter this morning, our mate down from Gladdy. How are you this morning, mate?
Yeah, not too bad, guys. I'm a local cabbie down here and I've been assaulted and robbed and...
That's terrible.
I know it puts you in a horrible, horrible place.
Yeah.
And Pinky, you've been coming through our speakers for so long now, and we love listening to you guys. And to know that you've been affected by some piece of is just so upsetting. And a friend of mine who operates, is a manager of a store on Goondoon Street, one of her staff members was held up with a crowbar on Goondoon Street on Saturday morning.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. That's terrible.
And I've only just found that out, like, less than 5 minutes before you guys said what had happened. So it's all just coming crashing in. It's terrible.
It is terrible.
And this guy that did this in Goondoon Street was 17 with a rap sheet longer than your arm.
Wow. And if you could think of a question, does a question come to mind that you'd like us to ask the chair of the Youth Crime Committee, so we can hopefully curtail this?
When are the courts going to start caring about the citizens and stop caring about the criminals?
Fantastic. Thank you very much this morning
for
your contribution.
We'll pass it on. And as you said, no, youth crime and crime in general doesn't discriminate.
Nah, not at all.
No.
Bruce from Calliope's on the line, 133353. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, guys. How are we going?
Going okay. Did you have something to share this morning?
Yeah, well, my a couple of months ago, I lent my daughter my car because hers had broken down.
Yep.
Just after Christmas, 28th of December. It's a number stuck in my head forever. Two lovely little 15-year-old gentlemen broke into her house, stole the keys. I don't know, you know, we don't really know what happened when they were inside the house, but they stole the keys to my car, took it for a bit of a joyride, and then just destroyed it.
Yeah.
No, and that's the thing. There's no, like,
I don't understand that, and I don't have enough education to understand what's going on in their heads, but I don't understand because, yeah, they do take cars.
Yep.
They go and write them off.
Yeah.
They're not making money from it. They're not keeping them. Yeah. There's just no real plan.
There's no rhyme or reason
to it. It's bizarre, but it puts you through hell. It's really stressful.
Well, it has. I live 13 k's outside of Calliope.
Yeah.
And I haven't got a car.
Yeah, exactly.
Ugh. You know,
completely inconvenient. And then I guess insurance-wise, like, yeah, it's not necessarily worth what you've got. In, you know, all these factors come into play as well. It's terrible.
That's exactly right. The payout figure is not even going to cover, you know, enough money for to buy me a motorcycle, let alone a car.
Unbelievable.
And then, you know, they go to court, as the gentleman just said before, they go to court. Well, you're a very bad boy, don't do it again. And nobody ever thinks of us, you know, like what crap we've got to go through. You know, like I'm still dealing with insurance companies and the police, and it frustrates the living heck out of me because...
Ongoing, isn't it?
If you
could think of one question that we can take to Sandy Bolton after 8 this morning, what would it be?
What are they going to do? Like, something has to be done to either re-educate these children or... Like, they do a crime, which is a an adult crime, and they get treated. And then you get told by the police that, oh, yes, but, you know, you could damage his life for the rest of his, you know, rest of his life sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, hang on. He's destroyed my car.
Yeah, they
well,
sure
not
have.
To mention all the, yeah, psychological effects and even, like, financial cost of having to upgrade security, which is actually a huge drain as well, I must
unbelievable.
Say.
But what are they going to do to re-educate these youth crimes? That's Bruce's question. Big Al's on the line, Pinky. Morning, Big Al.
Hey, good morning. Normally we're pretty funny, but that's really serious stuff.
No doubt.
I've had this discussion with Judy
about...
How do we protect ourselves? And I suggested a cattle prod.
Yep.
And then I went and read up on cattle prods and, you can't use them on a human.
Yeah, I think that's a good point to make. And I guess for people who haven't had that experience, such as the one I had, the thing is you're not walking around your home armed, ready to deal with someone at 4 in the morning because that's not the expectation.
In fact, you're quite vulnerable.
So you're very vulnerable, and that's really the awful thought is how vulnerable I was if something went wrong.
Pinky,
get your
head around it. You're a really nice person, Anthony. Yeah, good for your support. And the prisons aren't big enough, my friends. The prisons aren't big enough.
Well, if we can, Big Al, in all seriousness, one question we can take to Sandy Bolton later on today.
Yeah, why can't we make cattle prods part of the system?
Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
Let's wrap up the post-show show. You can get in touch at any time to comment or contribute. Triple M Central Queensland's Facebook or Instagram page.
Probably worth mentioning that prior to this chat, when our boss intervened and everything happened, really, you didn't hear much from Lockie, our newsreader, but if you could have seen the visuals, he just sat here looking like a stunned mullet, confused, wondering what the hell was going on.
I'm sure I was going to do something important before I came in here, and I've come in here and
your brain
I just
cells
don't
died.
Know what is happening.
Yeah, I think it was a lot of shouting
about
stuff that it's going to make it a nightmare to edit in case anything was said that I missed. Did anyone swear?
If anyone did swear,
fine.
It would have been you, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Go f*** yourself.
And that's it. We're done.
Are any of you guys on the frequent flyer credit card point hacks?
No.
Why?
Can't be bothered.
Yeah, neither.
And
but
don't have a belief in it.
Well, have you heard some of the stories that people are spending, how little they're spending on flights?
I'm flying to Perth in 2 weeks for nothing.
Is that because of the point tax?
Not because of credit cards, but like through shopping and deals.
Well,
and
how many thousands of years did it take you to get a free flight?
Like 6 months.
Stop it! What are you buying?
Oh, just a lot. No, if you.
So tell us what's the actual.
Do we want to turn this into an episode of A Current Affair?
Yep.
Yeah.
You Let's go, Tracy Grimshaw.
Don't be loyal to a supermarket. You know, we obviously a lot of talk about the big duopoly. Go to whoever's giving you the most points.
Yeah.
You spend like $200, you get 10,000 points, which turns into 5,000 velocity points, which will get you halfway to Melbourne.
Wait, how do you get 10,000 off 200?
They'll send you offers. Treat them mean, keep them keen.
Yeah, it's just not like my dating life. So, just work the room.
That's not going to get you free flights. Though. It's unless Mick Jagger's going to fly somewhere.
You never know.
Pinky gets offers every day on the show, by the way.
They're really obviously impressive.
Couple of gentlemen after we go off air. Just a few little propositions.
Look, they've got faces for radio. They sound great, but, you know, not much else to go by.
Can I say, as someone who's worked in TV, a lot of scary things come through to a female journalist's Instagram after they've done a live cross.
Yes.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. You can sit there and watch the phone go, "Women ding, in ding, media." Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
There's someone on Channel 7. What's her name?
Oh, here we go.
You need to be careful
because there's a very high chance
I might know them.
Yeah.
That's why I was going to ask in case you do know them. Oh, what's it? Miley?
Why?
So, Miley Hogan.
Yeah.
I don't know her, but she is Paul Hogan's granddaughter, I believe.
Wow, cool.
That's not a knife.
And why did you bring her up anyway?
Well, because she's stunning. Now, I would never be as, you know, greasy as to slide into her DMs.
Oh,
like,
here we go. He follows her, though.
I've just looked her up. Then I can't find her. But I have noticed she's quite beautiful. And that's nothing more than a compliment, guys.
Yeah. Anyone can make that compliment.
We don't need to try and get me too'd or anything. I'm just saying Miley We're not trying.
You're doing a fine job of that yourself.
You can do it yourself,
a
mate.
Beautiful journalist.
Oh,
who I wouldn't.
I want a bloody vomit.
You leave silence, I'm going to talk.
Once again, somewhere.
You're not doing yourself any favours, Anthony.
Okay.
Not at all.
I have another question for you. Now, the AFL posted about all of the players who went to see Taylor Swift over last week.
Yep.
Mason Cox. He's 6'10".
Mm.
He's in the general admission standing area.
Is he the Texan?
Yeah. How did you know that?
Victorian boy.
Former.
Well, he's still Victorian.
He's got a Queensland driver's license. He's in the standing area. I think that's, how could you, a bit inconsiderate. There's probably some 14-year-old girl who spent $350 and she's standing behind Mason Cox.
Ah.
And I was going to ask what your thoughts were on it, but then I thought of an even better question. What concerts have you been to in your life, Lockie?
This may surprise you. I'm not into concerts.
Yeah, none.
Get out.
I went to Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, wow. That's epic. When?
I don't know. Whenever he was last
in the country. In utero, probably. You don't even remember it.
No, I remember it, but I remember going to it and going, well, I don't need to do that again.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, I don't need my eardrums to bleed. I'll just go home and listen.
You mean, because sometimes I come away from a concert going, I wouldn't see them again, but I never go, I'm never going to a concert again.
Yeah,
especially
no, that's
you
what
went
I
and
did.
Saw the Boss and you came away like that.
Yeah.
Was that in your, was that in the 80s when you're in your early 20s?
No, he's already in his 50s.
What did he say? The other day we were at coffee and he goes, your generation doesn't want it. And I was like, mate. You're 3 years older than me. You are my generation.
There's a big difference between maturity and whatever's
Very
going
different
on
worlds,
here.
The both of you, that's for sure.
Oh, God. All right. What time is it? Let's go.
This is the flip side of Anthony.
Right, I'm going to go and do some news and speak to people about big issues, not hairlines.
Receding
and
hairlines.
No,
yeah.
Keep digging on that, mate. If you hit a dead end, it's because they want you to. Keep going.
I've got a meeting with the boss later on today. I'll go in and say, I've got a scoop.
Yeah.
I just don't think it ticks the local content box.
Well, it's on the tape.
Okay, well, we'll chat to you guys on the post-show show on Friday. Hopefully you're still happy to come in, Lockie.
Yeah, can I go now?
You may go. See you later.
Bye.
From round the corner
to your street and neighbourhood.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast.